Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight we're doing our normal Wednesday night show, which is Get Rid of Those Nursing Homes, They Kill People. Well, this week I was a little upset. I'm going to actually see if I could read some of what I've gotten in the mail. I don't know if I could read it. That's part of what I'm very upset about. Social Security gave me a call today, and it rocked me. And I think it's part of this whole thing and part of the whole environment. And I don't know if this was a scam call or a real call. Well, the morning I was pretty much tied up with Social Security, which really, really upsets me, okay? I get a call saying I owe $40,000 and that they're going to take away my Social Security. And you know where that leads me to. If I don't have any Social Security, that leads me into a nursing home. So I was really livid. So immediately, guess who I call? Social Security, right? It was Social Security reading me, quote, a letter that I had spent $40,000. And I'm like, where the heck is $40,000? I want $40,000 now. I never spent $40,000, never had $40,000. If I had it, I'd be joyously celebrating. But no, I was somewhat laughing and somewhat perturbed at the same time. Well, I don't know if this is a scam still, because let's face something. My mother passed away at the beginning of this year, and I don't know if my mother had an insurance. So now I got to still do a little bit more investigating, and I might hire a lawyer, because right about now, I'm confused, okay? One set of people, the way they usually call me, called me and said that I was, you know, in this horrible state of affairs. And then the other set of people told me, no, you got the right amount that you're making every month. So I need to find out for truth. Am I, you know, on some sort of list that they say, you know, that I'm making $40,000 a year because I'm not getting it? So if that were the case and you think that I'm making $40,000 a year, well, you better cough it up for the whole year. Give it to me. If you think, and you're going to make me pay back $40,000 a year, you guys must be out of your minds. Well, that's how I felt this morning. The afternoon, finally get through from the morning time to the afternoon time, okay? It's about 2 hours waiting on hold. Yes, 2 hours. Personally, I feel people with disabilities should have quick access to Social Security because it's for people with disabilities. But no, 2 hours waiting. Now I'm fuming by now, but I'm trying to be nice, okay? Not easy, okay? Biting on my side of my mouth or whatever you want to say it's called, just biting, okay, and gritting my teeth, trying not to be nasty or anything. But anyway, I get, you know, onto this call, and this woman says to me, well, you didn't make $40,000. You only made a small amount. What are you talking about? So she told me on the 1-800 number that I didn't make much, but the other people who called me in the proper manner told me I made, quote, $40,000 and it's taxable income and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't have any employment. She said, no, it's coming through Social Security. This is the person who had told me when I first called me, when I first, you know, received the phone call that I, quote, made $40,000. So, boy, I have a lot of investigating to do. And if it's something that they keep calling me about, I'm really going to have to hire a lawyer because I don't want to go into a nursing home. So our co-host is on, so let me get him through. It's all about the money today, so I figured I'd let you guys hear what happened to me and how easily things get confused in the system and how easily people can easily go into nursing homes just by the confusion. If I had no cognizance, I would have definitely, I believe, got thrown in to a nursing home. All right, so here's Frank, and he's coming on. Frank, welcome.
Yeah. Well, what'd you do with the 40 grand?
I would like to know. I did nothing, man. I didn't get it.
So who accused you of making $40,000? We're a little off the subject
freaking,
here. Or maybe we're not.
No, Social Security, we're not, actually. Because if I made Social Security money from Social Security, I have 40 grand, my Social Security would have stopped. And I would not have any aids, so I would have gone into a nursing home.
Say you made $40,000?
This past year. I want to know how.
What did
I didn't
you
make
do?
That
what kind
much.
Of work? Did they tell you
they
what kind of
say.
Work you did?
Nope.
Huh?
They said, if you have any questions, call. They said my name. Is this so-and-so? I said, yes. Okay.
That sounds
please
like a prank call to me.
No. They introduced themselves, and then they say that they have to read something to me. And then they say certain, I'm not going to mention exactly what they do, because then everybody and their brother will start calling me. But they say also certain other things that clue you in that is Social Security calling. Okay? So you
did
know
they
the
send
difference.
It to you in writing?
Well, I got something different in writing. I got what the person told me on the line was from writing, in writing. So, but I barely could see it. You know, I used my magnifying glasses plus the special
lenses. You couldn't read it, but you got something in writing.
Yes, I did.
That said you made $40,000?
No. Said that I
made
a lot less.
No, then don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not. But for a moment there,
sounds like
a
phony call.
A scam. I hope so. I hope.
Oh yeah,
it's not
a lot of those
confusion.
Phony calls.
Oh, I know, but the way in which they did it
leads
me to believe that, you know, and they said call the social. I'm here to, you know, talk to you and tell you and read you your mail. That's all they said to me, and that's usually what they say. But they say, please confirm this and that.
No,
and the
they'd have to inform you in writing.
That
and show you where you made $40,000 and prove it.
I'd like to know where I made $40,000.
Otherwise, it's
the only thing
it's a fraud.
I'm thinking of is my mom, because my mom was starting to get very forgetful at the, you know, I'd say from 2019 all the way.
Well, anything with Rosie is gone and finished.
Well, if she had made that and the nursing home took it, I would have never known. I would have never known. So then it would have been partially to me. It would have been to me once she passed, because I'm the one who is her beneficiary. And you know what? I would have gone after it like a hungry animal and said, screw you all, because I need it badly. You know, there are a lot of things that I owe and things that I don't owe, and I'm floundering here. And I would have said, screw you all, I'm going after it. You know, because it's getting to the point where they don't realize how much I'm floundering. They don't realize how much the disabled are really scarce on money. They don't realize it. They don't care. You know, let them fight me.
No, they just want to use us.
That's right. And that's why I said it perfectly fits with this show, because I know if they said to me that I owed that much money and I owe taxes on it and blah, 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 guess what? The next step is nursing home for me, because they would have pulled all services from me. That.
Well, they said
problem.
A lot of people this year wouldn't even be able to pay their taxes because of what's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
Yeah,
anyway, I want to talk
disabled.
About the...
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, no, if you'd like to talk
no,
about
I,
something.
Yeah, I want to bring up a very important subject here. There was an announcement on the NBC, CNBC, which is the business end of NBC. And the announcement was that the economy has gotten... hasn't been so bad since 1982. It's gotten worse. It dropped another 7%
Wow.
You know. And since 1982, it is the last time when it was
really bad.
That bad. Yeah.
Wow.
So one of the most horrible things that is hurting this economy are these nursing homes. Now I'm gonna go out on a limb a little bit because I don't I'm using common sense figures, but
mm-hmm.
I would say that 50% of the people, if not more, 50% of the people in nursing homes
mm-hmm.
are, if they were in their own home, would be
yeah,
able
yeah.
to do some kind of work from home.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. earn some money and pay taxes. All right?
Yep.
So, number one, the nursing homes are preventing that from happening.
Yeah.
You know, they're forcing medical care on people, and
right.
I don't believe a lot of people want that medical care. I believe they'd like to have different types of healing and consult other people.
Well,
not
nowadays,
just the one
right
doctor
now,
who comes in, not just the one doctor who comes in there and takes a look at you for 3 minutes and runs out.
That's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
these
nursing homes are serving to make the economy worse and to ruin the economy because of all the money that's being wasted in these places. I mean, billions of dollars we're talking about, and the lives that are being disrupted and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And people are dying from it. I mean, forget about the virus. You know, people were dying long before this virus came along in these nursing homes.
Yeah, very
from
true.
From neglect.
Very
so, once again, you know, the politicians haven't responded to us.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't. They didn't get people out. We said way back when we got rid of the other governor,
mm-hmm.
you know, before the new one came in, we issued another plea
yeah,
to get people out, you know, before another attack of a virus came in. And they didn't
yeah,
do
they
it.
Did
they
before
let
the
them
Omicron,
in there.
Before Omicron
yeah.
spread, I just want people to know, we wrote another letter when Delta was strong and Omicron just hit the United States with one case, okay? We knew that it was going to hit the nursing homes. We had that gut feeling. Sure enough, now it's everywhere, okay? And including the nursing homes, they're going to be hit the worst because people come in from outside and they don't have a certain group of people that stay in there all the time. That would be logical, their own aides. They should be having live-in aides. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
I
just
mean, the
my
traffic,
opinion.
In and out, you know, people
yeah.
Returning to come to work and all that, and the people are much more vulnerable in these places because
mm-hmm.
of the neglect, you know, which lowers your resistance. You know,
that's
when
right.
you have to lay around in your own waste for 5, 10, 6 hours, that lowers
yep.
your resistance.
That's happened to my mom. My
and
mom
you're more vulnerable
such,
to catch
yeah,
something.
That's right. My mom caught, you know, sepsis after she had a UTI. She was laying, and then
yeah.
you're telling me that she didn't have any catheter on or anything like that. She only was laying in her waist. And the woman was trying to tell me that, oh, her mother passed away of that and it could have happened to anybody. I said, no, don't fool me with that BS. I've lived in a nursing home myself, and the only way that could happen is if you're lying in a dirty diaper. She didn't say a word after that. She didn't say a word of it. She wanted to pull the wool over my eyes.
It could have been. It could have been prevented. There could have been a lot
yes,
more done to prevent it had she had been in her own home.
That's right.
That's the point.
That's right.
Or had an aide.
That's the point. Yeah, on a regular basis.
There with her.
Up all the time. Yes.
Yeah, to keep on, you know, to keep on top of the situation. And
right.
You know, I'm sure
that's
that
part of the dementia. They forget how to use the toileting, and it's not their fault.
I'm sure that
please,
Rosie
whatever.
Would have welcomed that kind of a person.
She would have, very much so.
Yeah.
Your muscles throughout dementia get a lot of weaker because they were lying in a bed and not remembering what to do because you're being forced to remain in that bed. Do you know what they used to do? I told them, please put her in a wheelchair. As soon as she had an accident, meaning a bowel or bladder accident, they put her in a bed and that was it for the day. And I told them, please leave her outside of the bed. I don't want her to demise. The moment I wasn't there to remind them, they put her right back in bed.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You. They're going to listen to their supervisor. Otherwise, they don't get their money.
That's right.
They don't care about you.
But if I would have come, if I would have surprise come, I would have them take her out of bed and put her back in clothes. I said, why isn't she in clothes? And why isn't she ready?
Poor Rosie, the wear and tear on the person.
I know. It's horrible.
It's horrible, too.
And I'd say, she has people who are coming to see her. Why don't you have her in clothes? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, you would have, if you kept her, you know, out of bed until 5 o'clock, then it would have been okay. They would have been here to see her. Now, please do me a favor. Get her dressed, you know. That's what I would have to do.
Now, did
it's
we
crazy.
Get any info? Were you able to look up Tracy's website, Tracy Garner?
Yeah, I did, but I saw the older volume up there, not the new volume, where the screen thing. But I got Tracy's website. It was TracyGarner.com.
Oh, she didn't put the new book up yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh, all right. All right, so
we'll wait for it.
We'll give her time to do that. And in the meantime, she tells me it's on Amazon, so.
Let me look. I got nothing to lose.
If you go to Amazon, put in Tracy's name, I wonder if you get the new book.
I'm wondering, too. I want to see what it looks like. I was looking for it earlier today.
Let's, click that on. So
yeah,
click that on quiet, and in the meantime, I'll tell people Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number in the office is 631-224-3090. This is our nursing home show, so if you call in, please try to stay on the subject of nursing homes. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Little Bear, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, Tom's River, New Jersey, Akita, and the number there is 609-388-7004 is the number for the Big East Akita Rescue. Hey, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York, Anthony Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. All right? Great guy to know when you're in the market for a house. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Corey Foster, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell, and mentioned a few who have passed away. We honor all the beautiful children. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And by the way, our email is innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Inner Sight, and we want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We want to thank Silo for supporting our programming. You want to know about any advocate groups or referrals or social Social Security and all that, give Silo a call. 631-880-7929. And we thank them for helping us keep the show on the air. All right, Inner Sight around the world. 1.4 million.
Yeah, what's that about?
Is one of the late figures of people that are in nursing homes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
1.4 million.
That was 20.
All right, so
20 figure.
Anything on?
Yes, I found it, but to me, I don't know if this is the same cover or not.
I don't know.
Because it still says the old, it says volume one, but it says, what do you call, oh goodness, the 1-7-2021 when it was published. So I don't know if it has the same cover or not.
What's the title? Can you see the title?
Yeah, hang on. Let me go back. It's a field guide to something like disability. I have to go back and look at it. Hold on.
No, that's probably the new book.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the thing that goes across. She was talking about.
Well,
maybe
she was deciding. She was trying to decide which one she wants. So.
Oh, okay.
She told me that on her website she talks about being in her sight.
Oh, okay. It says an anecdotal field guide for the rest of us, and it has a picture of a wheelchair. Look, it's supposed to be her and the world in her lap.
Yeah, that's the new book.
That's the new book, yeah? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's the cost? How much?
$10.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Very reasonable.
All right.
She's giving you one-tenth of her profits. That's a good amount, Frank.
One-tenth?
Yeah.
Oh, she said $1 for every book.
Yeah.
Now, does that give any kind of number as to how many sales there have been so far? Or?
No.
They don't tell you that, do they?
No.
All right. All right,
is
so the
Amazon
book is out.
Is it Amazon sales or, I'm sorry, Frank, is it Amazon sales or off of her website?
No, I guess it's both.
Okay.
Usually, you know, people go to Amazon, they can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm just curious as to how many initially were ordered. You know?
Oh, I don't know. Go ahead.
What?
She even talks about emergency preparedness. There's nothing for the disabled in terms of emergency preparedness, so that's a good subject.
Oh, yeah.
Too. Yeah.
With the proceeds that we get from Tracy's book, we are going to mount a campaign on the Internet and let people know how this economy is being interfered with by these nursing homes, and that there's a lot of money that could be freed up right now to help people and to keep those who are residents a lot safer by giving them their own apartment and turn the nursing homes into accessible apartments. So that's what we intend to do with the
Mm-hmm.
with the proceeds.
Definitely. I'm going to be saying, I'm going to try to get an apartment and put my name on a couple, but it's very pricey. You know, I need the knowledge mm-hmm. of people who are alternative thinkers here in New York, so I'd rather go to the New York doctors and stay in New York. you know, the I'm talking about the alternative healers, then go in another state, because I'm not sure. The only other state that would have as good would be, like, say, California, if I were to go to a warmer climate. So that I would say definitely California. But those are the two really, you know, liberal states that would have a lot more health-related things. Now, when I went to get something from my aunt in Florida, oh, my Lord, what they don't have is more like it. They don't have a good health care system down in Florida. It shouldn't be where the states manage that. It should be federally managed. That's just my opinion on it. You know, shouldn't be left.
Well, the whole country needs to be
overhauled. Yeah,
it's all horrible.
It definitely does need.
It's all horrible
to be fixed. It is
in my mind.
In my mind, you know,
so,
the more you get. Oh, go on.
No, I was going to say. So, how are we doing with the? Did you get the Able News set up? Can you?
Yeah.
Can you run the?
Yeah, I can run the ad. I just have to go back to the other screen. Bear with me, and I'll be right there.
One of our sponsors, we do an exchange with Able News in exchange for an ad. We advertise them every night.
And here it is.
Angela Melanie.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. 827 New York, Wednesday night. And by the way, 11 o'clock, we hope to have our rerun on television, Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Yeah, what happened?
1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. That's tonight at 11, so...
That's good.
Give us a look. All right. Anybody on the line?
Yes. Patiently waiting. We have Anthony.
Remember, we're talking about nursing homes, so try to stay on the subject as much as you can. We appreciate that. All right.
Yep.
Anthony from Brooklyn on Inner Sight Live.
Hi,
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
How are you doing?
That's good. So, you know what I was thinking about tonight? How often when you deal with people who take care of the disabled, and in this instance we'll use the nursing homes, how they'll always say, oh, we can't do that. Or, you know, if a person says that, you know, they're not getting changed enough and they're tired of, you know, lying in dirty clothes or whatever, they'll say, oh, well, we can't change you every minute. We have other people. We this, we that. And, you know, I just got to thinking, what would they say to you if you said, well, if I had my aide, my life would be much better, and he could provide me one-on-one care, or if I was in my home, my life wouldn't be this way. And the funny thing is that with that lady that, you know, almost fell out of the bed, it cracks me up how... they were so ready to take her property away from her, but as soon as she got on Inner Sight, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, all of a sudden she was out of there, and they got her an aide, and she's back home. And I mean, what did they do? You know, wave a magic wand or like some abracadabra thing or something? I mean, is this
we have the magic wand.
Yes, we
yeah,
do.
But this is what makes me laugh, because, you know, they treat, you know, us, Frank, as kind of God or like Simon says, you know, and you know, how he tells them how high, and they jump because, I mean, if you said somebody needed to be in a nursing home, as soon as they get a little pressure and somebody says, we don't like, we want, and we're not happy with, we're going to work with we're going to work with him or her to get her out of a nursing home and get her an aid and get her this and get her that. I mean, so it really, you know, makes me think that it's all a bunch of baloney in the first place that people are there.
Yeah.
Because if you need to be there, you know, your circumstances don't change in a few minutes because, you know, you pick up the telephone. I mean, you know, I mean, what do they say? Because somebody picks the phone, then they're not as disabled as we thought and they really don't need to be here. I mean, it's all a
I
bunch of nonsense.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I think it is? I think.
What is it?
I'm sorry. I know. I have a feeling what it is. It's money. Plain and simple money. Now they have other. We don't have money, but we have word of mouth, and we have a strong allegiance of people who do, you know, not like to be in nursing homes. And also, some people do have money and help us out. They don't like that. They really don't.
Yeah, but. So basically what you're saying is that they're taking advantage of people who they feel like have no one or are alone by themselves and just going to live like that because they have no one to advocate for them. So it makes nursing homes all a waste. Yeah, so it makes nursing homes all a big waste of money and a bunch of nonsense from the beginning, you know what I mean?
Correct.
And, you know, I mean, it's all a big joke to me. And, you know, it just seems like to me, you know, you would think that because of their greed, you know, they would want to keep somebody there because they own property and, you know, you can get money out of it and it's, you know, it sits on a large piece of land and it's worth a lot of money and they can get old people's assets, everything you worked for all your life.
Yeah, but
and,
also, excuse me, Anthony, also it shows you that what Inner Sight is proposing is true. A person can stay in their own home and be there, you know? Now,
look at Mary.
if they try to double cross us on this, or, you know, I'm not saying that the people have an illness or whatever, they're going to go to a hospital, you know. But from
that's
the hospital, go back home, not to that horrible place again. You know?
Exactly.
That's what I did to my mom.
Suzanne, you know how you could tell it's all a bunch of bull? Because these home care agencies get tons and tons of calls from, you know, how do I explain this? These nursing home social workers that are going to set up, you know, care within the home for the person. And, you know, they schedule the person to return home at the same time that the aide is going to be there. So it all seems to be a bunch of nonsense to me because it just depends, you know, if you have a relative that's loud and outspoken and if you complain about the conditions in the nursing home and this and that, then all of a sudden they want, you know, you out of there because, I mean, what sort of
I
can
tell you when you're done the story that happened with my aunt, and it proves your point.
Yeah, what sort of specialized care are they providing in the nursing home that can't be provided in the home?
None.
They can give. Yeah,
none.
They can give somebody a bed bath. They'll feed you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be a companion to you. They'll cook for you. They'll make your bed. They'll clean your house. They'll do your laundry, and they'll go to the store. I mean, you know, I don't understand how, you know, if somebody says, you know, okay, you know, we'll make sure that the ambulance is there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock and the aide is there, how miraculously, you know, as soon as night falls and the sun rises the next day, you are miraculously healed, you know.
Well, I got to tell you what happened with my aide, the aide situation, and my aunt. Well, we had to prove when she was coming home she was getting 24 hours. Like that?
That was crazy. Okay. First of all, the woman was very rude on the phone to me, and I was equally rude to her because what she was saying was not right. She was, your aunt is going to a nursing home to continue her care. That was her demand and her statement. I said, no, she's not. She's going to an acute facility if she needs rehabilitation. She's not going to a nursing home. She's not going to a subacute. We can't qualify
her. Wait a minute.
Hold.
Let me interject something here. How come the person on the phone didn't say, we're going to give your aunt 24 hours so she doesn't have to go to the nursing home? She's demanding of you that she
has
to get 24 hours. Why didn't she give her the friggin' 24 hours?
That's right. That's right.
See what's happening here?
They have a social worker
within
the nursing home.
They are. So she was screaming at me, and it was terrible, okay? So I said to her, no, I told her what she was going to do, and she did it. It was kind of weird because I said to her, no, you're going to put her in, if she needs rehabilitation, you're putting her in an acute rehab. That's all I said to her. And do you know, she did what I said because I demanded it. And I says, and if you don't like I'm on a podcast, and I will make sure I announce what you did and said on my podcast. Boy,
that's the first
she
thing
not like
they think
that.
About is the nursing home.
Yeah.
And also to the newspapers.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So
I mean,
first said our podcast, and then if she went further, oh, by the way, I have a lot of newspaper friends. They'll be happy to take some articles from me for you pushing my aunt, my second mom, into a nursing institution when I told you she does not want to go there. That is final. She does not want to go there and has said it to me more than once.
She's probably saying to herself, oh, what do I care? I just work here. She's not my relative.
No, she was saying that, let me see how much I could push her. Let me see if she really believes that way, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She probably went into her room, my aunt's room, and said, do you want to go to rehabilitation? My aunt probably said, hell no, I want to go back to my house.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah, I mean, my aunt does not even want to come to New York, let alone go to, a nursing home, for rehabilitation.
Nobody wants to go to a nursing home.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
And how they got away with it all these years, I have no idea. And made all this money off of it, and had all these people.
They say that you need rehabilitation, and when they get you in there, they say you need 24 hours and the government's not going to approve it. You might as well just stay here. And that's how it works, period.
But, Suzanne, blame Cuomo for it because he screwed the disabled by creating that Medicaid managed care. Because, eight doesn't turn into three in 5 years, and ever since they came, into being, they started to say that they would give everybody some hours a day, and they cut people's cases 2 hours, and then, they said they try to give everybody no more than 8 hours a day. And then the guy came to my house a couple of months ago to recertify my care. Well, we try only to give people 3 hours a day. That's most commonly what people get. So that's the question that I ask. What kind of service is this turning into? And, if they give these aides the financial, increase in pay they want, what kind of life will these, patients live in the end, these clients live in the end? Will it, kick us in the ass, or will we benefit from it and have a better life and more aides? I mean, you really wonder to yourself. And
the only reason why these agencies can control these hours is because they have these damn-ass nursing homes to back them up. You get rid of these nursing homes, and they're going to have to give people 24 hours.
That's right.
That's my observation.
And also, they don't allow the aide that you're working with to continue working more than 40 hours a week. That's even worse.
Right. And Suzanne, this isn't, I don't want to get off the topic of nursing homes too much, but what really makes me angry is that they say every aide can't work any more than 40 hours. Okay, fine, that's the rules. But what about people who have weekend service only every week?
How do they know they can't work any more than 40 hours?
No, no.
Did
they
ask them?
They clock in and they clock out, Frank.
No, but Frank, maybe
the person wants to work longer.
No, no, Frank. What I'm trying to explain to you is that it's not necessarily always the aide that doesn't want to work over 40 hours, but the agency won't allow any aide to work more than 40 hours. But there's cases of people who have weekend care.
That's why the contract should be between the disabled person and the aide.
These agencies are
a waste of money.
They don't want that. They want to be our mothers and fathers.
You can't have that number.
But
you know what?
You
get rid of the nursing homes, we're going to have a better chance getting that.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, the way they have it now is that they know that, you know, for people that don't have any family, they rely on these agencies. And if they have to pay these agencies and, you know, we have to comply with the way the agencies want to operate, we won't get that many hours. Because when you do CDPAP, they say that they're required to give everybody 7 days a week, eight hours a day.
By not servicing the people, these agencies are making it easier for a person to go to a nursing home.
Right.
I don't like them.
You neglect them to a point that they can't tolerate it anymore, and it becomes impossible for them to live. And you set it up that way where you drive them into a nursing home, and they have no choice. You know what I mean? Because you fight, and they keep saying no, and then that's how they win. But with me, they couldn't win because my condition doesn't qualify for me to go into a nursing home. So my doctor wrote several letters, for me to get more hours. That's how I got the 8 hours, 7 days a week. But they had no choice because they didn't know what to do with me because my mom was fighting to get me more hours, and they couldn't put me in a facility. So for those who are older,
and
they
those,
can get
those
away with
letters
it.
Could have been released to the newspapers too. They
wouldn't
like that.
We had to go back and forth, write 4 or 5 times, and then they tell us no more letters will be needed. You do not qualify for the hours. You can cook. He's able to do laundry, take the garbage out. I don't need all those hours. But if you would see the condition of some of these people that they say don't need these hours, they leave these people who
like
are bedbound.
Like somebody like me?
They leave people.
We have
who
Joe
are,
waiting,
but,
Frank.
Yeah, but you have a husband, Suzanne. Some people don't have anybody.
But he works.
Right now,
I'll tell you, I'm alone. My aides have left for the day. And if I need something, that's their hours. They get 12 hours. No, I'm sorry, 10 hours. And, I'm alone. I am.
Yes, we do. But if they... I need overtime today. But they're not on your case about that? Well, you can't be left alone, this or that, because you're in the bed?
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is that when the hour is finished, the hour is finished. That's it.
How come they don't push you in a nursing home because you're...
Well,
My mother-in-law is in the house, and I have I'm falling and I can't get up thing.
Oh, that's good.
The PERS unit.
For people that don't have anybody, they take advantage of them. And those PERS units, they can't always hear you. You know, if you have the box in the room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just press it, and if you don't... You press it, and they call you, and if you don't answer, then they assume that you're okay. I guess they wouldn't call 911 unless, you know, you press the box and you scream
yes.
for help and couldn't get help.
I'm so sorry,
yeah.
Anthony. I'm going to move on to our next caller, if that's
okay.
And you could call back, just pop back in whenever you want to say something, if you hear something, okay? That you
no problem,
talk
sure.
about.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Anthony.
Okay, have a good night.
Great as usual.
You too. Yeah, always. All right.
We have another
Joe.
Call?
Yes, we do. We have Joe.
Oh, okay, Joe.
Hold on.
Big Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, people.
How
hello,
you
Suzanne. Hello, Frank.
Good, how you doing?
You know what? Good. And I took a look at your description page, and look, it's good. You guys have pictures of yourselves
you.
There. That's a good idea because people can now relate to the people who are behind the show.
Thank
so it's
you.
A good idea.
I did that.
Oh, you did. Good idea. Yeah. It has a nice subliminal message there so people can relate. Like I said, they can relate to real flesh and blood. And they can relate to Frank's dog and cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a
well,
picture that he was
that.
Sitting at the post office, Frank. Really nice picture, too. I liked it.
So how are you guys doing tonight? You know, I was driving by. When I say driving by, I was surfing Block Talk Radio. And they have all these shows about apostles and pastors and intuitives and paranormals. And I said to myself, oh, Jesus, you know, is that all they got? And then I saw your show and I said, you know, I'd rather talk to you guys about nursing homes than even take a look at what these people have to offer. You know, I mean, everybody's a pastor now. You know, I can be a pastor. I can literally become a pastor for $29.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, that's easy. Then, Frank, you know, you should.
Yeah.
What, they give you a badge? What, they give you a card? Or?
I don't know. They give you a certificate. You know, if you want to claim the religious exemption from the vaccine and if you want to provide proof that you're really into religion, then, you know, you pay $29, you get the certificate, and then, now I'm Pastor Joe. I'm Pastor Suzanne. I'm Pastor Frank.
That's cute. I like that.
Well, I've been known to preach the Bible in my day anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from there, if you want to, you can become a doctor.
Oh,
Doctor
geez,
of
no.
Divinity.
Really? Oh, my
yeah.
God. A Doctor
you gotta
of
listen.
Divinity?
You got to listen. Yeah. They got a show on. Everybody on the show's a doctor, okay? But when I listen to them, I say to myself, did you people really go to college? Because, you know, they're making grammatical errors and stuff like that.
Yeah. I went to college.
Then,
I hope I'm not making too much grammatical errors.
Who, over here? Nah.
Yeah.
But
good,
over
okay.
on that show, and everybody's a doctor, and they're proposing solutions to what they consider to be a problem. So you would think that it would be a little bit more fluid and fluent in their own language. But here you go, doctors, doctor this, doctor. And I'm saying to myself, let me investigate this. For about 6 weeks, 8 weeks worth of study, online, okay? You can become a doctor of divinity. So,
oh my!
Can you imagine? You know, next time I call in, guys, you're gonna have to call me Dr. Joe. All right?
Okay, I like that.
Listen, Joe, I got a question for you. I heard an interesting item on CNBC tonight about a lot of people with the money. Are buying plots from outer space.
Oh,
would you like to be buried out of space?
I wouldn't care where I was buried, to tell you the truth. I thought, you know, I thought you were going to land in the metaverse. Did you hear about that?
No, that's interesting.
The metaverse.
No, what is
Facebook
the metaverse?
Facebook changed its name to Metaverse.
Oh, boy.
So Metaverse is really nothing more than just virtual reality. It's digital reality. You put on some goggles. Mm-hmm. You know how you
Izzy,
how when you were kids. You,
Izzy
yeah,
would like that.
And you
Izzy would like
you know
that.
And it influences your mind and you make you think that you can actually fly when you have the goggles on and do all kinds of stuff that you want to do in your dreams. So what they're doing is Metaverse, Facebook is setting up this virtual territory so that people can come in like The Sims, right? And you can have your own community, a literal digital community. And people are buying it up for thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Oh, they're crazy.
Just to put on goggles.
Give it to me, I could use
it. Yeah.
For real.
You know, that could actually be it actually could be a cure for the disabled. I mean, if the technology really gets more advanced. Because let's say you can't get out of your wheelchair, but you put on virtual reality glasses, you can actually run, swim, box, do calisthenics.
Well, they were saying something.
Uh-huh.
My friend, sorry if I interrupted, but my friend has those glasses. Forgot the name of them right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, she has them, and she was telling me how this guy was teaching her how to climb a rock. I said, "Are you climbing? Literally climbing?" She goes, "No. I'm sitting in my office chair, and I'm climbing. And I see this stuff, and I climb a rock."
A bunch of bull. I wouldn't go for that.
No, she tightens the muscles of the group. You know that.
Well, yeah.
You know the.
No, that that makes sense. But you don't need
rock.
Somebody to. You know, you can do that on your own.
Well, if you have the ability.
But
yeah.
The thing
if
is,
you have
is
the
that
virtual
if you,
reality glasses, you could climb a rock and tighten the muscles and get those muscles back. So that's what she's doing now. She's strengthening her arms.
I've done that many
legs.
A time with different things. You know.
Well, it's different.
Many
you know, some people don't have that ability, Frank. So they use the climbing of that rock to help them gain the muscle strength. Oh, it's called Oculus. I remembered it now. Yes, she uses the Oculus eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you've ever seen science
promoting
fiction
them,
movies,
I'm just saying that's what she uses.
Right.
I guess it's good if that's what you like. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Frank is totally. Not into digital. Me, I am a little geek girl, but there's a limit up to where you need to have reality come in. Until these all have gotten, you know, to the point that it's all, you know, around us, then we have to, that is a, how would you say it? Basically, there's a way out. Meaning that if you have reality and the reality is merging with non-reality, then you
mm-hmm.
can say, you know what I'm saying about that anyway. Back to
nursing home. Yeah, I think actually if the technology becomes as advanced as I said, then it's a boon to humanity because again, if you're disabled, you can't do anything. Can you imagine? I think the worst experience, everybody who has cancer or ALS or whatever disease that they have, they always think that what they have is the worst. And it could be because they're the ones that are experiencing it. But for example, Frank, Suzanne, you're too young, but Frank, you would remember, who was the famous Mouseketeer? Annette Funicello. She came down with muscular dystrophy or it was a muscular disease, and she was trapped within her own body. The only things she could move were her eyelids. She couldn't move her arms or legs. She couldn't move her lips. She had problems swallowing. MS, multiple sclerosis. Right, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that to me would be,
can you imagine? They think I have
something
similar to that, but not MS. I have a demyelinating condition. It's affected my eyesight. My hearing, my, body, my breathing, my peripheral nerves, and my central nerves right now. But they didn't take into consideration alternative healing. And I want to express that both are very, very helpful if you use them in tandem with each other. They have not used alternative healing for a long time on me. So I had a lot of help when I was younger. It made my pain a lot easier to deal with. It made me be able to do physical therapy better, a lot of things in a lot easier light when I had all the alternative healing. So I don't mind seeing this as something, as an alternative healing. I might try it. Who knows?
Yeah.
I
mean,
look,
doctors make money when you keep coming back. If they
cure you, do they make money?
Okay. Oh, hell yeah. They always, you know what I see on my portal? This is something that makes me a little bit upset, is when they speak with me on the phone, just speaking, they charge me for a whole visit, just to speak with me.
Well, for the longer the time that they don't cure you, they make more money.
That's the truth.
Think about that.
That's
one.
That's the God honest truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to take me another year and a half to cure this one. Let's see, that's another 85 grand or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They got a vested
interest.
Yeah.
They got it.
Some doctors don't know that they don't know. But other doctors.
Yeah, that's right.
They want you to keep coming back because they make money per visit, per prescription, all kinds of good
stuff. That's why they hate me, Joe. I don't go to them. And if I do go to one doctor, a friend of mine, he's a big famous internist, he tells me, get out of here. You don't owe me anything. He takes a look at me.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything wrong with him.
You know?
But I don't go to doctors, and they don't
like me.
No, they don't.
That's all right, because I don't like them either, most of them.
I don't like them. They
have this
God complex. If you question them, they don't like you.
No.
But yet they say the patient should be informed. Well, if you want me to be informed, I'm going to question you about, you know, what you do.
You don't know what you're doing, or
you can't explain it properly to me.
Maybe I'll become a doctor on that show over there.
That's a good idea, Frank. I really like that pastor thing. Dr. Frank and Dr. Joe.
That'd
be
interesting to have a doctor title of my name. Boy, would that scare
me. Dr. Suzanne, oh my God. It doesn't even sound right. Unless I really had something to show that I was a doctor. Really a doctor. You know, I have a work ethic to deal with.
Anyway, we got to get out of here. Joe, we got to go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you,
greatly
Joe.
Appreciate you.
Greatly appreciate your insight.
Yeah.
Right.
Have a good
Very
time,
interesting stuff you're saying there.
Oh, sorry. I accidentally hit him off. Hold on.
All right. Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. It's your show.
That's
Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be with you
wrap it
tomorrow
up.
Night. With what are we doing tomorrow? Did you decide?
To be announced.
To be announced, yes. And we have 90 seconds. So I will tie this up. We had some really great people on, both Anthony and Joe. I'm very happy to have had two great speakers today, and also our co-host. Thank you very much for coming in and helping out. And
All right.
And Inner Sight. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. You could also get us every night on the blog here from 8 to 9, and you could dial in at 213-816-1650. And thank you, and have a good evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, goodbye, world.
Yep, goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Inner Sight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.